Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 10, 2021. I'm George Henry. 91 Siuslaw High School students will walk during graduation tomorrow. Where they will walk and who they will be there with is still up in the air, Steve Mosier, Siuslaw High School counselor, says. Mosier and Coast Radio's Bob Snedden will be co-hosting the live radio broadcast of graduation between 6:45 and 9 p.m. on Friday. For the first time, in addition to its traditional graduates, the class of 2021 will also be honoring students who have completed their GED.
Which is going to be a first for us this year, something I'm excited for myself.
The processional was originally planned outdoors, but the recent opening of the state has given the high school other options. The district is now looking at hosting graduation in the gym. Mosier says the school is putting together both options and that decision is expected today.
This is kind of one of those events that no matter what you do, there's just no way to make it virtual. So we have to find a way to incorporate having it live and obviously including students and families.
There is also a vehicle parade scheduled for tomorrow. Last year, it was started by parents during the pandemic and will continue as part of graduation this year. The parade will begin at the middle school at noon and head down Spruce Street through Old Town and back up Kingwood, according to Mosier. The Oregon legislature has given final passage to a bill to protect homeless campers in public spaces. The measure, which goes to Democrat Governor Kate Brown, mandates that any city or county law must be reasonable if it regulates sitting, lying, sleeping, or keeping warm and dry outdoors on public property. Under the measure, a homeless person charged with violating a ban on camping or loitering would have an affirmative defense against a law that is not objectively reasonable. A person experiencing homelessness may also sue to challenge the objective reasonableness of a city or county law. The state of Oregon is just about 1.8% from reaching its goal of a 70% vaccination rate among individuals 18 years of age and older. The Oregon Health Authority's public tableau is reporting a 67.2% rate, but the numbers do not include numbers from Veterans Affairs, Department of Defense, or the Bureau of Prisons, but rely solely on data from the Center for Disease Control. Governor Kate Brown has been encouraging a major push in vaccinations in order to reach the 70 percentile by June 21st. As vaccination rates increase, the steady decline in daily cases has been registered. Many of the counties across the state have been reporting single-digit numbers, and percentages of positive tests have also been declining. In Lane County yesterday, there were 10 cases reported. Hospitalization cases are also declining, albeit on a much slower rate. The state still has 164 beds dedicated to COVID-19 patients. Lane County still has 19 of those cases. As we reported yesterday, the change in status to permanent lower risk has prompted a quick reaction to change the status of the 4th of July celebrations in the city of Florence. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce yesterday said the event was back on as entities scrambled to bring specifically the fireworks presentation back. President and CEO of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce says it was with the help and support of the city of Florence, the Port of Siuslaw, and the chamber to make it happen. Hennigan says it was never something the chamber wanted to cancel, but at the time there were concerns about liability in a pandemic where the future risk level was still unknown. But a permanent lower risk and the potential of all restrictions being canceled by the end of June has changed the local climate. She says she knows it's been a wild ride.
It has been a topsy-turvy year, and we appreciate everyone's patience and kindness as we navigate ever-changing waters.
While the details have been ironed out with the company providing the fireworks, Hennigan says there is still the question of how to pay for it. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for help in offsetting the $18,000 cost and hopes the generosity of the community will extend to the July 4th celebration. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 10th, 2021.